Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Idaho National Guard's wokeness has now been exposed. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. The Idaho National Guard is now apparently upset that the public has learned about its woke policies, one of which we call the No Christian Commanders policy. Actually, it involves our Christian commander, but this policy is not limited to commanders. It's basically applies to everyone, and it essentially makes the National Guard an unwelcome place for people of faith.
Yeah, where this all started, and we notified Governor Brad Little, the governor of Idaho, that the Army National Guard had violated the protected free speech of an infantry officer by removing him from command and illegally pressuring him to resign regarding a public statements he'd made outside of the military environment. At that time, he was running for office, and he posted some things on his private social media, and someone complained. Someone who identifies as a homosexual said that this has become a not friendly environment because of things he was posting, and it escalated from there.
Yeah, so he did this, the commander that we are working with in the Idaho National Guard, he did this on his own private social media. And what he basically said on his private social media is he was raising concern about libraries having books available for children mm-hmm. that are pornographic. And he also was raising concern about this gender ideology pumping hormones and puberty blockers into children, changing their bodies, and then engaging in mutilating surgery that permanently alters their physical appearance and the rest of their life. And he raised that question. So this other homosexual in the National Guard said that he filed the complaint and said that this kind of statement made an unwelcome, hostile environment. So instead of saying, well, that's his free speech rights, he didn't do that as a National Guard person. He didn't implicate National Guard. It's just his private free speech rights. No, they came after this Christian right. commander.
And granted, everything he posted on there was not pointed at anyone else in the National Guard.
No. And so the U.S. Department of Defense issuance of 1325.06P was a document entitled Handling Protest Extremist and Criminal Gang Activities Among Members of the Armed Forces. That's what it's titled. So that particular document was used by the chain of command against our Christian commander, saying that his personal social media posts were extremist, despite mm-hmm. zero evidence that our client ever used this in an unprofessional manner or used it as a professional representation of the Idaho National Guard. It was just his own Christian viewpoints. What's even more chilling is that the Idaho National Guard, investigating the officer in the case, formally recommended that all full-time National Guard members' social media accounts be thoroughly scrutinized for similar Christian viewpoints. If found, those members should be reported to the mm-hmm. Department of Defense Counterintelligence and Insider Threat Hub for adjudication as extremist.
And the investigating officer considers enlisted personnel who hold, listen to this, who hold traditional moral values as quote-unquote extremist and should be barred from serving or being promoted.
Yeah.
So think about all our military, those who are Christians who hold traditional. He's saying they should all be kicked out, essentially.
Yeah, it's really startling. Because you're thinking about reporting this to the Counterintelligence and Insider Threat Hub. That sounds pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
That you now are a threat because you have these what they call extremist views, which extremist views in their view is just that, you know what, there's two genders, there's male and female. I guess that's extreme for them. That you shouldn't be pumping artificial drugs into children and blocking their production of hormones. You shouldn't be cutting off adolescents or teens healthy breasts just because she thinks that she wants to be something other than how God made her. That's believing just those common sense things, that those are wrong, that makes you now extreme. Or believing that you shouldn't have pornographic books available to children in libraries, that makes you extreme. That's really startling. And, you know, for several years, we got an indoctrination, or I should say an insider's look, if you will, not an indoctrination per se, but a look behind the curtain of what was going on within the armed services, all the way up to the highest levels, the Department of Defense. And what we found in the six branches, with the sixth branch being the Space Force, is a startling concern by the higher-ups within the Department of Defense and the various military branches that were totally woke. Mm-hmm. And they used COVID as a means to target and then even remove people who had Christian values that opposed the COVID shots.
Yeah, and that's thanks to this administration who has put these TV generals and others in place. Now, all of our military are not like that, as well as this officer here, who has taken an oath to protect his country, to defend America, to stand for religious freedom, but yet his religious freedom is being taken away. His free speech has been violated. The First Amendment, the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and here, even the Idaho Constitution, is being taken from him who came in and took an oath to defend those things.
You know, I'll never forget when we were in court where we were pursuing our class action injunction in the Tampa federal court, and the commander of the Navy warship was on the stand, and he was asked a question, and then he went off onto this amazing statement where he just continued, and he said that he took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States, and that he should not be the one there testifying in defense of the Constitution and their mm-hmm. rights for religious freedom, but that the commanding officers above him of the highest rank, they should have been willing to come to court. They should have been the ones that would come into the court and defend the Constitution and defend Absolutely. His right to exercise his religious freedom. Mm-hmm. And they were not doing it. That was a very powerful moment. Obviously, there are some incredible people that we met, like this commander, like many others, like this one here in the National Guard, mm-hmm. that are in the armed services, people that love God and they love our country.
That's who we need in the military.
And the military is trying to kick some of these people
out.
Right,
and that's why the enrollment is so low now, because they're seeing the truth and they don't want to get in. They don't want their children in.
Yeah, they're pushing these abortion policies, the DEI policies, the LGBTQ policies, and they're not accommodating, and that's why we had to litigate so vociferously the religious constitutional freedom rights protected by the First Amendment, protected mm-hmm. by the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
They want taxpayers to pay for those surgeries with gender confusion and all that. They want women to be able to bunk with men. It's just ridiculous what they're doing to our military.
They were, like, for example, on the LGBTQ. Remember when somebody would ask for a religious accommodation and they would say, well, if you get a religious accommodation, then you're non-deployable. We can't deploy you. So we have to discharge you. But then they're actually recruiting people for LGBTQ agendas to come into the military, to go through the hormone treatment and the surgeries for which they would be non-deployable for a minimum of 2 years. So they're recruiting those people, knowing that when they go through those surgeries, they can't deploy these people for 2 years. And they're okay with that. Mm-hmm. But they weren't okay with the religious accommodation. But here in the National Guard, you know, we're facing the same thing, the same kind of rot that we saw in the DOD, the Department of Defense, needs to still be cleaned out. We're still seeing it here. We're defending, we're working with this brave individual of the Idaho National Guard. Continue to pray for him. You know, he loves God, he loves his country, he loves what he does. This is not something he had in his radar, but it's not something he's going to back down from either. Pray that we have victory, pray that this policy changes, and pray that there's a change in our Department of Defense. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.